And now to my message on today's broadcast, entitled, Behold, the Bridegroom Cometh. I shall read from Matthew chapter 25, beginning at verse 1, after we pause in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we are thankful today again for the joy and the privilege of broadcasting the gospel. We pray for every home and every heart that shall be touched by this broadcast today. Thou knowest those who listen within our city and in the outlying areas across the state. And it is our prayer that whoever they are and whatever their needs are today, the Holy Spirit would see fit to bless them, to strengthen them, to encourage them, and those who are listening without the Savior. We pray that today's broadcast would be used of the Holy Spirit to bring salvation to their hearts. Give grace and courage and strength where it is needed today. And may this broadcast bring blessings to all who hear it, is our prayer in Jesus' name and for His sake and with thanksgiving. Amen. In the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 25, we have these words. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps, but took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell, and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgin, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. There was a great deal of differences in marriages back in those days. Many differences in weddings in the East and weddings as we know them today. Let me read again verse 6. And at midnight there was a cry made, Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. To appreciate these words in this verse, it is important that we understand the matrimonial procedure in Jesus' day. The wedding of the East was staged in 3 phases. First, there was the engagement. At this point, a formal agreement was made by the father of the bride and the father of the groom. Then the second stage was the betrothal. This was a ceremony that was held in the bride's home, in the home of her parents. The bridegroom-to-be came and brought elaborate gifts to the bride-to-be and made his promise of fidelity and faithfulness for their marriage. About a year later, the third stage of the wedding was the actual marriage ceremony. The bridegroom with his friends went to fetch his bride from her father's house and brought her back in procession to his own home. There, the marriage was consummated and the wedding feast was held. With this background, we see more clearly the reason of the coming of the bridegroom. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Now, when Jesus came the first time, he came to win his bride. There was no magnificent display of wealth, nor was there any showmanship of might to prove his love. Jesus Christ, the heavenly bridegroom, proved his love to his earthly bride by dying on the cross in open shame for all who will believe. My text reveals that the bridegroom is coming again, and I see 3 reasons why the bridegroom will come. First, he will come to take his bride. Second, he will come to wed his bride. And third, he will come to show his bride. Again, the words of my text out of verse 6 ring clearly to us. At midnight there was a cry made, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him." First then, the bridegroom is coming to take his bride. Now the engagement is ended. The betrothal is past. It is time for the wedding. Reverend J.A. Finley describes the procedure from an eyewitness account. Listen to these words by Mr. Finley. "As we were approaching the gates of a Galilean town, I caught sight of 10 maidens gaily clad and playing musical instruments as they danced along the road in front of our car. When I asked what they were doing, my guide told me they were going to keep the bride company until her bridegroom arrived. I asked him if there were any chance of seeing the wedding. He shook his head, saying in effect, 'It might be tonight or tomorrow night or in a fortnight. Nobody ever really knows for certain.' Then he went on to explain that one of the great things to do, if you could, at a middle-class wedding among the townsfolk in Palestine, was to catch the bridal party napping. For the bridegroom comes unexpectedly, sometimes in the middle of the night. It is true that he is required by public opinion to secure a man along the street to shout, 'Behold, the bridegroom is coming.' But that may happen at any time. Therefore, the bridal party is to be ready to go out into the street to meet him whenever he chooses to come." Beloved, I see a most magnificent parallel to this picture of the Palestinian wedding. One day, our heavenly bridegroom, the Lord Jesus Christ, is coming. When he is coming is a divine secret known only to God. Maybe tonight, maybe tomorrow night, maybe in a fortnight, but come he will, just as sure as he went away, the heavenly bridegroom is coming again. This is why it is important for the bride to be ready. We do not know when the Lord Jesus will come. The bride must then be ready and waiting and watching for the bridegroom, because he may come at any moment. The poet put it this way: "It may be at morn when the day is awaking, when sunlight through darkness and shadow is breaking, that Jesus will come in the fullness of glory to receive from the world his own. It may be at midday, it may be at twilight, it may be perchance that the blackness of midnight will burst into light in the blaze of his glory when Jesus receives his own. Oh joy, oh delight, should we go without dying, no sickness, no sadness, no dread, and no crying, caught up through the clouds with our Lord into glory when Jesus receives his own. Oh Lord Jesus, how long, ere we shout the glad song, 'Christ returneth, hallelujah, hallelujah, amen.'" Yes, beloved, Jesus Christ is coming. It may be while you're preparing breakfast. It may be during the noon hour. It may be at midnight tonight. We do not know the hour. We do not know the day. We do not know the time. But we do know one thing for sure: Jesus Christ, our heavenly bridegroom, is coming. He is coming to take his bride. And then in the second place, the bridegroom is coming to wed his bride. As individual Christians, we are already married to the Lord. If you have been born again, if you have been saved by the blood of Christ, then according to Paul's word in Romans chapter 7 and verse 4, you are already individually married to the Lord. Paul says, "Even we are married to him who rose again from the dead." But beloved, one day we shall be married as a total, complete body. The church, the whole body of born again, blood washed, ransomed, redeemed children of God shall be married to the heavenly bridegroom. In this age, the church is defiled. It is divided. It is disowned. It is discarded by the world. The world looks with disdain upon the church. Much criticism, many attacks are being made today upon the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. But beloved, may I say to you that God has put the church in the world to evangelize. God has given to the church a commission to go into all the world. And we believe that the church is God's only agency in the world today to evangelize and to bring men to Christ. So the church is taking its place in the world today. The church is preaching and proclaiming the gospel. The church is sending missionaries around the world. The church, by printed page, by television, by radio, in every method and means that it can employ, the Church of Jesus Christ is preaching the word and evangelizing and witnessing and winning souls. So, beloved, today, don't ever lose sight of the importance of the church in our world. What if there were no churches in our city? What if our country had no churches? We'd have no freedom, because at the very foundation of our freedom is the freedom to worship. So the church is important in your life and mine. You might say, but Pastor, I don't believe that I have to go to church to be saved. Well, I will agree with you. You do not have to go to church to be saved. But beloved, if you're in the church, a part of the church, you can be a much better witness and testimony and light for Christ than you can outside the church. Yes, the church is disowned and discarded by many today. But this does not change the words of our Lord. We hear them echo down through the corridors of time. Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Upon this rock, Jesus said. The rock speaks of durability. It speaks of solidarity. It speaks of eternality. Jesus said, the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Beloved, we are not victims. We are victors. We are not losing. We're gaining. We will not be defeated. We will win this all-out war of righteousness against unrighteousness, and we win it because our heavenly bridegroom is coming to give us absolute, total, and final victory through him. Yes, the church will emerge triumphant. The church will emerge spotless, complete, without wrinkle, and without blemish. The church's finest hour is yet in the future. And what a fabulous future it will be. All eternity with our heavenly bridegroom. I repeat, the church will never, but never be defeated. The church will never be destroyed. The church will never be diminished. The church is the body of Christ. The church is the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ, and one day the heavenly bridegroom is coming to take us home. We're not looking for the undertaker. We're looking for the uptaker. We are going to a wedding, and beloved, what a wedding that will be. Why, this will be the most elaborate wedding ever staged. And I have you again not to forget. I remind you, don't ever forget the price that was paid for your salvation by the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, our heavenly bridegroom, upon the cross. What about that wedding? Where will it be? Why, that great wedding, the consummation of the wedding of the heavenly bridegroom and his bride, the church, will be in heaven. And the orchestra of heaven will play the wedding march. The cherubim and the seraphim will surely play on their harps. Perhaps even King David will join with them, the sweet singer of Israel. The floral arrangements will no doubt be from God's own botanic garden. And what a feast that's going to be. From heaven's own delicatessen. And the honeymoon, oh, beloved, you've never known such a time as this. Here below in our physical realms, maybe a day, maybe two, maybe even a week for a honeymoon. But up there, 7 years honeymoon, the marriage supper of the Lamb. What a wedding that's going to be. John on the Isle of Patmos was approached by an angel, and the angel said to John, come hither, and I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. What a majestic sight that will be. That great, unnumbered, uncounted multitude who have washed their robes in the blood of the Lamb, who have been born into the family of God, who have been saved by the redeeming grace of God, who have experienced that new birth by the personal encounter of God's Holy Spirit. All that great multitude, the bride of the Lamb, shall in that day shine brightly when the bridegroom takes the bride for his own. 'Tis the church triumphant singing, glory to the Lamb. The Lamb of God who died to take away the sins of the world. This is the heavenly bridegroom who's coming to take his bride and coming to wed his bride. And then in the third place, the bridegroom is coming to show his bride. The young man gets married and he can't wait to show off his bride. According to Jewish custom, the bridegroom could take off weeks to show his bride to his friends and to his family. The rabbi said a man could be excused even from the duties of the law just to show his bride. Well, beloved, our heavenly bridegroom, the Lord Jesus Christ, is going to show us to the Father. Somehow I believe there'll be complete silence in heaven at that moment. The angels will stop the fluttering of their wings. Gabriel will silence his horn. Jesus will step up to show his bride to the Father. Oh, listen again to the words of my text, beloved. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Jesus Christ, the heavenly bridegroom, is coming. He's coming soon. He's coming for his bride. Some, listening to this broadcast, some will be ready and some will not. You can be ready only by a personal faith in the Lord Jesus, only through the experience of being born into the family of God. You remember that we read about the 10 virgins in our text? 5 were wise, 5 were foolish, 5 representing the saved, and 5 the unsaved. Oh, there was a similarity between them. Oh, yes, they probably went to the same church and sang in the same choir and gave in the same offering and taught the same lessons. But wait, 5 of them who were foolish had no oil, and the oil is a type of the Holy Spirit. And without the Spirit of God, no man can be saved. Someone has observed, I looked for the church and found it in the world. I looked for the world and found it in the church. What a sad commentary. There's so many today who are on the church rolls, who go to church every Sunday, and yet there's been no genuine experience of conversion, no new birth, no real salvation. What about you today? The midnight hour is approaching. All will be quiet. All will be asleep. And at midnight, the cry comes, Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Let me ask you a personal question. Are you ready to meet him? Are you saved? Do you belong to the Lord Jesus Christ? I didn't ask you, do you belong to the church or to the lodge or to the Civitan Club? I ask you, do you belong to Jesus Christ? Have you been saved? Are you among that number that make up the bride of the heavenly bridegroom? Remember, at an hour when you think not, when the world is going on with its business, when you are carrying on your own business, remember this, watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. Jesus Christ may come today. He may come this very moment. He may come before this broadcast leaves the air. We do not know when, but we do know for certain that Jesus Christ, the heavenly bridegroom, is coming again. I trust today, if you are not ready to meet him, that right now by your radio, this moment, you will open the door of your heart. You will say to the Lord Jesus, come in. You will trust him as your Savior. You will allow him to come in and take over the reins of your life. And by faith, you will commit your life and your heart to him. Will you do it today? Then why not write us this week and let us know that you've trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your own personal Savior. Before closing, may I remind our friends in Azle, beginning tomorrow night at the Azle Baptist Church at 324 North Parkway, I will begin revival services and preach every night, Monday through Saturday at 7:30 at the Azle Baptist Church, 324 North Parkway in Azle. We shall look forward to meeting you there. And until next Lord's Day at this same time, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your home, upon your family, and upon your life. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.